Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Suzanne Paling. She's the author of The Accidental Sales Manager, a survival guide. Folks, this is an award-winning book, and it deserves to be so, because this book will help you accomplish the sales that you need. I mean, everything else that you've got that's bugging you in your business, everything else that's causing you a problem in your business, those things go away if you have enough sales. If you have enough sales to keep the company going, so many problems are solved. As Suzanne, as one of my mentors used to tell me, sales cures all ills in business.
So
and
true.
It's just about the truth. So we're talking, folks, about how to make sure that you're seeing the activity of your sales force, of your salespeople, individuals, the individuals report to the sales manager reports to the to his or her manager, which is probably the owner. We talked about the pipeline, what's in the pipeline. We talked about how to forecast upcoming sales and then how to do the deal review so you see if you need any more help. What else do we need to know about this, Suzanne?
We're in a bit of a modern-day crisis, Jim, in that in a lot of organizations across the country, only 40 to 50%, sometimes as much as 60% of the reps are hitting quota.
Mm-hmm.
When I first started in sales, it would have been unheard of for only 50 or 60% of the staff to be making quota. And sales leaders last sometimes only 18 months.
Mm.
And both of these things are important to consider because as a sales leader especially, if you hand in every month an inaccurate sales forecast, the chances of you losing your job, unfortunately, greatly increase. So if you can go back and learn about an effective deal review, an effective pipeline review, and an effective sales forecast review, you increase those odds of success. And the same thing holds true for a business owner. If they can't get a handle on a successful sales forecast review, they may find themselves out of business.
You know, Suzanne, there's another thing that I think is aligning with this crisis. And it's the reason I wrote my third book, The Age of the Customer,
mm-hmm.
because what's happening is I think even good salespeople who and smart owners who don't realize that the customer is now in control of whether you see them or not more than they used to be. When I was a pup, I was my customer's internet. They had to see me. I was a prospect. If they never heard of me, I could get in the door because I knew stuff they didn't know. Well, that's not the way it is today. And so people don't go to work thinking they're going to allow salespeople just to call on them. You've got to nurture people. You've got to get close to them. Prospecting, the nurturing, getting in the front door the first time is more now. The time was, Suzanne, years ago when the best salespeople in the world weren't the best prospectors. They were the best closers. Today, the people who make quota are not. They got to be good closers, but before that, they got to be good. They got to know how to prospect in the 21st century, and I think that's where our problem is to a large degree. What do you think?
I agree. You really have to have a message that distinguishes you. You have to persevere. You can't give up. I think it takes at least 7 touches now.
Yep.
You have to distinguish yourself from the crowd. It is not an easy situation.
And it's not just 7 touches of random touches. Every touch has to be a little more relevant than the other one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you really have to have a program. You have to touch on multiple levels, emails, voicemails, social media. It has to be a really well-thought-out campaign today.
Mm-hmm. And so talk about how sales manager handles that.
I think there's a real coordinating effort between the salespeople and marketing, customer outreach. There has to be a lot of coordination. You can't have a barrage of social media followed by a barrage of emails followed by one voicemail. You really have to think about how you're reaching out, what order things are going in, and what you're saying to the customer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and because if you touch them in a way that's not relevant to them, they're not only going to reject you, they're going to assume that you're not even worthy of contacting in the future. I mean, every reason I said every touch needs to be a little more relevant, they have to sort of fall in love with you over time in a lot of ways. It takes a lot of different ways, and not all of it is social media, millennials. It's not, you know, you can't do all this with social media. Sometimes you have to do some of it face to face. And I'm not above stalking people at a meeting either, by the way, Suzanne. You know, if you know they're going to be there, show up and introduce yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Last thought, Suzanne.
I got about 30 seconds.
Go ahead, Suzanne. By the way, I need your website, Suzanne, quickly.
www.salesmanagementservices.com.
Okay, and the books are there?
The books are there. It's The Sales Leader's Problem Solver and The Accidental Sales Manager.
Right. And then you, and also your blog is there, right? I mean, you got all your articles are all there, the things that you publish?
All the articles are completely archived, yes. I've been writing them for over 20 years on every subject you can imagine when it comes to sales management.
Folks, you need to find out about her. You'll thank me later. Hey, Suzanne, good job today. Come back soon.
Jim, thank you for having me on the show. I always enjoy it.
Always a pleasure. Suzanne Paley, P-A-L-I-N-G. Ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. I will be too. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.